What is the olela that the Torah is referring to? When the Pasuk said, "V'karmacha lo ta'ola," when you harvest your vineyard, you cannot take an ola, you have to leave it for the aniyim. What is this ola? Kol she'ein lo kotev v'lo nata. Any cluster of grapes that does not have a shoulder nor a drip is considered an ola. Such a cluster you have to leave for the aniyim. Normally an infant is referred to as an ola. So to this cluster of grapes is like an infant as compared to an adult, since the cluster does not have a kotev nor a nata. As a normal cluster of grapes has a central spot, and it also has sprigs. It also has little branches coming out of the central spot that have grapes on them that lay one on top of the other. This is a kateh, the shoulder. Those grapes lay on top of another, and at the end of the central spot, there are grapes that are attached to the spine itself. And the grapes, when they hang down on top of those grapes that are attached to the end of the central spot, it looks like a nateh, a drip. And a cluster that lacks a kateh or a nateh has to be left for the aniyim. You're not allowed to take it for yourself. In Yeshua Kotev or Notev, Shababai, the cluster of grapes that does have the Kotev or Notev, then the Babai, the owner, is allowed to take it for himself. He does not have to leave it for the Aniyim. In Safek, La Aniyim, if he has a doubt whether there are enough grapes on this cluster for the cluster to be considered an Olelos, he doesn't know whether it's an Olelos or not, in Safek, he must leave it for the Aniyim. At the end of the din, when you have a Safek, you have to leave it for the aniyim, just like we had previously when you have a suffix by leket, whether the tefua is leket or not, you're not allowed to take it, you have to leave it for the aniyim. So too, when you have a suffix by a cluster of grapes, whether there are enough grapes for it to be considered an olela, if you're not allowed to take it, you have to leave it to the aniyim, a suffix. Olela sheba arkuva. Somebody who has olela on an arkuva. There's a big branch on his vineyard, and attached to that branch are a number of clusters that do have a kate for a nothing. And there's also an olelas on that branch. There's a cluster that does not have a katev or a nutter. In the kresis in the eshkol, harehi shababai. If this olelas was cut from the vineyard, it is cut off together with clusters that do have a katev and a nutter, then you're allowed to keep the olelas. You can keep it for yourself since it was cut off together with an eshkol that you're allowed to keep. The imlav, harehi shani. But if the olelas is not cut off together with a regular cluster, in such a case, that olelas must be left for the aniyim. Ka'agir yechidi, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Eshkol, the Chacham Aymerim olelas. Somebody who has a cluster that only has one stalk, doesn't have any sprigs, it doesn't have any branches coming out of the central spine, but there are a lot of grapes in that one stalk. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a regular eshkol, it's a regular cluster, and he can keep it for himself. It's not considered an olela, since there are a lot of grapes coming out of the stalk. While Chum argue, Chum say, it is considered an olela, so you have to leave it for the aniyim. And even though there are a lot of grapes in that central stalk, since it does not have a kateh for a nateh, it's considered an olela, and you're not allowed to take it for yourself. Somebody who is pruning his grapes. The grapes are growing too close to each other and he's taking out some of the grapes from in between so that the grapes that remain will grow better. Just like one is allowed to prune the grapes that belong to him, so too he can prune the grapes that belong to the aniyim. If in his vineyard there's some grapes that belong to the aniyim, such as olela or pea, he's allowed to prune those grapes that belong to the aniyim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. His Rabbi Yehuda holds, he is considered a shuttif of the ani, a partner of the ani. Just like one partner would prune the grapes that belong to his other partner, so too, somebody's allowed to prune the grapes that belong to the aniyim. Rabbi Meir, I Meir b'shalohu rashai, v'eino rashai b'shal aniyim. But Meir said, you can prune your own grapes, but you can't prune the grapes that belong to the aniyim. You can't prune the grapes that are of the lelas and of the path. As you're not considered a shutuf with aniyim, according to Rabbi Meir. Instead, the ani is considered a lokeach, a buyer. As somebody who sells 10 clusters of grapes in his vineyard, he certainly cannot prune the grapes that he sold, as he doesn't have the right to prune somebody else's grapes. So too, he has no right to prune the olelas and the peah that belongs to the aniyim. Instead, you can prune your own grapes, but not the grapes that belong